Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Let's talk live jazz. Back in the spring of 2020, when touring was no longer an option and indoor gigs dried up, jazz musician Alegba Jaili walked over to Prospect Park with his guitar and started playing for whomever passed by. In those early days, he was joined by saxophone player Mark Kraszewski. By the summer, they'd grown into a rotating crew of masked musicians with the name Alegba and Friends. And they also had attracted a grateful audience who came for nightly concerts at the Prospect Park Boathouse, like this one. Tough for musicians and street performers, Alegba and Friends managed to find a way to keep the music going. They've kept performing in Prospect Park, even through the winter. To talk about how they've done it, I'm joined now by Alegba Jaili. Alegba, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
I'm very excited. And Mark Kraszewski. Mark, thanks for being here too.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Alegba, how did you start performing at the Boathouse in Prospect Park? What was going through your mind? When did you decide to do this?
Technically, nothing was happening in my mind. It was I was bored at home. I couldn't listen to Governor Cuomo with every day with those press conferences. So I had decided to pick up my guitar one day around like 3 p.m. and I went to the park by myself and started strumming my guitar. And then before I know, people start coming around and ask me, are you coming back tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then after like a good 2 weeks I did by myself, I called two other guys. It was a bass player. And then I called Mark. And then we started it. And then it took a life on its own.
So Mark, you and Alegba obviously have performed together before the pandemic. What did you think when he called you and told you what he was doing?
I was really excited to hear from him because the time I talked to him previously was in the middle of March, where things were just kind of blurry as to, you know, whether we could play or not in venues. And some people were still playing here and there. Most gigs were canceled. And one of the last texts I sent him was like, hey, do we have a gig in Red Hook this weekend? He said, no gigs until further notice. So I was like, well, that's not good. But it was a very logical thing at the time. So when I got a call from him at the end of April, I was really, you know, really happy to hear from him, inviting me to come out and play with him in Prospect Park.
So Alegba, at this point, it's kind of an open collective of rotating players. How does it work?
Well, the fact that we have a crowd, there's always a crowd. It allows us to bring different musicians. And also in the area that we live, there is an influx of musicians. There is a lot of musicians that want to play. So they do not have a spot to play. So I welcome them. That's how it is. And I met so many musicians just inside the park. And then they become part of the rotating musical group.
Mark, what kind of connections have you guys made with other musicians? That it sounds like people come up and just join.
They do, yep. And in fact, we have this amazing bass player who's playing with us now, named Michael Olatuja. And he actually became connected with the band via that exact process. He just walked up to us and was like, hey, I think you guys sound great. Can I sit in? We were like, sure. He started playing. We were like, man, this guy's pretty good. And then we looked him up online. We were like, wow.
Oh, he's a real
this
deal.
Guy's playing with us. So, exactly. So, and so that's one great connection. And then, yeah, there have been some other amazing, world-class jazz musicians who have played out at the Boathouse. Leo P. has also played with us, well-known baritone saxophonist. So
Mark, you play saxophone. Obviously, Allegra can play with a mask on. How did you get to a place where you were comfortable performing with people?
Yeah, it definitely took some time. I mean, I remember the first time that we played out in the park, there were just a lot of people walking by because it was one of the first nice days of the year. And I didn't have a mask. I had a mask on when I wasn't playing, but while I was playing with the mask off, it was very nerve-wracking. So, you know, I initially started with the process of cutting a hole into the mask where my mouthpiece could go through. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's good, but maybe not the most scientific thing in the world. But, you know, I tried that. And then I went on from that. I thought I had figured something out a little better where I'd put on a face shield and then have my smaller soprano saxophone underneath. I would put it underneath the shield, and it kind of worked out that I could actually play it. Although the instrument kind of sounded like a kazoo as it was like slapping off of the face shield. So that was interesting. But then of course face shields are kind of, you know, were kind of disproven to be very effective. So that wasn't too good anyway, so either. So, I mean, really it's just making sure that I've got my mask on all the time I'm not playing. And saxophonists are, you know, just playing the melody and taking solos. So that, along with keeping distance, and you know, it feels fine now. But initially, it was nerve-wracking.
My guests are Allegra Jaile and Mark Kraszewski. We're talking about Allegra and friends, playing in the park. So Allegra, what have these concerts meant to you?
Say that again.
What have these concerts meant to you? I know what it means for the audience, but what has that meant for you?
My happiness. I am at my. This is my element. That's what keeps me happy. Whether I'm hungry, I cannot pay my rent, it don't matter. I go there. The fact that I am with nature makes it even easier. I am at peace. It's a perfect spot for me to reflect on what happened throughout the years. What make it special is people that I met. And I don't know them, and I'm walking the street of Brooklyn. Anytime I'm in the street, people will come to me to say, thank you. You have saved my summer. I'm like, wow, that's really that. And it's something that makes me feel good. The fact that I go to the park and to get some fresh air and do play some music and out of nowhere, it's turned out to be something positive that's helping people. I never think I was going to do that in that sense. I know I was going to go having my fun. But now it's turned out something that people want, people need. It's therapeutic for them. So I'm willing to give it to them. And right now, when still in the winter, we were playing. Last week we had 3 days straight, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Martin Luther King's birthday, we were celebrating. So therefore, that allows us to be, hey, why not? We can play between 56, 46 degrees, and people still coming. People kept texting me, when are you guys going to be in the park? So therefore, we're going to make the boathouse our house, the people's house in Brooklyn. So we will be there to play music and provide it every night. Thank you to Prospect Park Alliance also. We always text them to allow them, to let them know that we will be in the area in case if we don't clash with their own program.
And where can people find out when you're going to be? What's the best way to keep track of you, Allegra?
The best way to keep track of us is on social media, Instagram, Facebook, stuff like that.
And can you tell us where, your handle?
Mark, go ahead.
It's just Allegra and Friends.
That's pretty straightforward. Mark, when you are watching people listen and watch you, what are you thinking people have been getting out of these concerts?
I think that people are just, I know particularly during the height of things in May, and when things were in May and June in New York City with the pandemic, I think you could just really see people getting like an escape from what they were dealing with, because everybody was and still is dealing with a lot psychologically with the pandemic. So just a lot of escape and feeling like the joy of the music. I think Alegba's music and his compositions really connect with people. I seeing that out in the park, you could just see people like really losing themselves and like letting loose and feeling good during a really hard time. So I think mainly just seeing people, getting some escape from stress, from the stressors of their lives.
And Alegba, you work as in the New York Public Schools, is that right?
Yes. I work with the Board of Ed, so that's allow me where I don't have the pressure, because music is my fun. It's not my bread. So therefore, I can go whether I make money or don't make money. I'm still gonna be happy to go and do it and provide that happiness to the people of Brooklyn. While I'm here, I have to take the opportunity to say thank you to the people that's been supporting us, and special thank you to CJ Art Photography, Claire McKinney, Brenda Cullen, Ted Mansky, Abigail, Ruth Zillis, everybody that's been there and supporting us all the way. So we are ready for this summer. We have GoFundMe fundraising that will allow us to get better equipment. We want people to go and help us out while we providing that. It's our love. We want to share that love with the people of Brooklyn and the people of New York City. Poster Park is beautiful. The Boat House is beautiful. You still can do your social distancing. This is one thing. It's a must to wear our mask. So therefore, we can come out stronger this summer.
And for the record, if you go to their Instagram account, Alegba and Friends, it says, the social and cultural movement uniting people with their music, keep the healing moving, become our ambassadors for 2021. There's a GoFundMe. I know you accept tips as well. Everybody, if you're looking for something to do and something to listen to and something to be joyous about, go check out Alegba and Friends. Alegba Jaile and Mark Krashevsky. Got it.
There
Thank
it is.
You.
Yeah.
Mark and Alegba, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And let's go out on a little bit of music from Alegba and Friends.